Good morning, friends. So today's the fourth Sunday in Advent, and our intent for today is right action. As someone said to me yesterday, as opposed to left action. And there may be more truth to this than people realize. Right action is the action of the right hand, the strong right arm of determination, and the traditional pillar of mercy or mildness on the Kabbalistic tree of life. But as they say in Tai Chi, right action is the balance of yin and yang. That true yang arises from perfect yin. The true right action must somehow be a balance of mildness and severity, a middle way, so to speak. Anyway, we ask in the collect for the strength to multiply heavenly grace within us to continue to serve with good works. What are these good works? The epistle and gospel then proceed to further puzzle and bemuse us with rather opaque references to a messenger who will purify the sons of Levi like refiner's fire, and to John the Baptist's declaration that one is coming mightier than he who will baptize with the Holy Ghost. What are we to make of all this? Who is the messenger? What does John the Baptist represent? What is it to be baptized with the Holy Ghost? Now, John, the word, means grace. So if we just stop for a minute, we should realize this is a character in a story. There may never have been a guy called John who baptized people in the Jordan. Judas Maccabees the Elder certainly caused a big ruckus in the Jordan that had the Roman authorities killing people for inciting rebellion. But as far as we know, the historical evidence for a figure called John the Baptist is thin on the ground. He is a character in a story, often conflated with Daniel from another, much earlier story from the Old Testament. What we need to know is John, the Lord's grace, first baptizes with water, but declares one who is coming who will baptize with the Holy Ghost, that is, with fire. What is baptism with water? Well, basically, it's bathing. It's the idea of purification, cleansing with water. Specifically, the cold and fast-flowing waters of the Jordan River in John's case. Here, John represents the best natural man, the good natural man. Jesus later says, among all the prophets, none is greater than John the Baptist, but even the least of the kingdom of heaven is greater. John is the natural man, seeking a natural cleansing and a natural remission of sins through bathing. But as the natural man diminishes, the spiritual man grows. St. Paul talks about the spiritual man's birth happening upon the natural man's death. So what is being meant is that right action is the result of the waxing of the spiritual man and the waning of the natural man through some kind of refining fire. The last 3 weeks we put ourselves into discrimination first, self-forgetfulness second, and love third. Someone said that love could be the result of the first two. But this is not likely to be the case, since we who experience love know it to be its own thing. And indeed, right action must also be its own thing. Yet all four are stages preparing the way for the coming of the Christ child, the birth of the spiritual man. It's important to understand that right action is the activity of the previous 3 weeks, discrimination, self-forgetfulness, and love, and is also its own thing. It's certainly right to be discriminating. It's certainly laudable to be self-forgetful, although perhaps not in the way we were a bit self-forgetful during the service a couple of weeks ago, but rather more like what the Zen folks mean when they talk of having no head. You see, when you are not aware of yourself, you are only aware of the world happening. When you consider the view of your head from your eyes, it is invisible. Your head seems to be missing because it is filled with the whole world around you. The world you see does not happen out there, but in here. At any rate, the special thing that makes something right action seems to be that it somehow is preparing the way for the birth of the Christ child, the new spiritual man. Somehow grace is involved in that process, purification and remission of sins is involved in that process, and somehow refining happens through the fire of the Holy Ghost. So right action seems to be some kind of special extra action to bring about the birth of the Christ child within, involving both water, the cleansing symbol of the natural man, and fire, the refining symbol of the spiritual man. As baptism of the natural man involves submersion of the head in water, baptism of the spiritual man involves descent of fire of the Holy Spirit upon the head of the spiritual man. They say, the star that rose in the east came to rest over the head of the baby Jesus. Could this be that very fire of the Holy Spirit? Just a thought. So my thinking is that there is some kind of special thing you want to be doing, along with discrimination, self-forgetfulness, and love, to bring about the birth of the Christ child within you. That special thing gets called right action, and you don't get told what it is. It's a cipher. Perhaps because it's potentially dangerous, at least to our natural selves. After all, it seems to involve the waning, perhaps death, of the natural man, if we are to believe St. Paul. Such a process is at the very least quite scary. However, there are plenty of clues from the rest of our culture about what such a process might involve. Perhaps the reason why we're not told the last special ingredient is that most people are a long way from sufficient development of the first three qualities to handle consequences of exercising right action, and so it is left a mystery. So for this reason, I think it might be a good idea to just get a really good understanding of those first three, not conceptually, but experientially. Now, most people think love is a feeling, and indeed, it has that expression. It is often experienced as a really nice feeling, usually of connection. But I can assure you, when you are staring death in the face, that there is no way you are going to be able to summon such a nice feeling, and that is precisely the moment when you need love, as the natural man is being extinguished. So what can love be? Is it something you can throw out at the world like a ray of light? Well, consider. The kind of love we mean is the one called agape, and the essential love, or the love essential to itself, implying sufficient to itself. If it is some kind of ray you throw out, does that sound sufficient to itself? It doesn't, does it? What if love is the medium by which rays of light or feeling may be thrown out, the space in which all things exist, so to speak? What if you are, in essence, that space, like the no head space? Could that be the kind of you that can face death? If love is the space you are, and the space for all other entities to be, then it would fit St. Paul's Corinthians love. It would also only be possible if you first mastered self-forgetfulness or having no head. And you might have noticed that in reaching this conclusion, we are in fact practicing discrimination. So if we can use all three here and now, there is some hope for us to have the special last condition revealed to us to bring about the birth of the Christ child within ourselves. Actually, this within ourselves thing is not strictly true. When the spiritual child is born, it is because the natural man has been, in some sense, left behind. In any case, the practice of love as space is really very important in spiritual life, probably the most important thing. So the missing ingredient of right action, though in my view it is spelled out in clues all around Christmas, is never explicitly stated. They say you're not supposed to teach in a sermon so much as to inspire, so perhaps we can remember the parable of the bridegroom in keeping the lantern lit. Relatedly, they also say, in an esoteric Jewish tradition, that a person is like a candle. The natural body is analogous to the wax and wick. The Holy Spirit is analogous to the flame. As the flame burns greater, more of the candle is sacrificed to it. When the bridegroom comes, you want your flame to be burning, your star to be above you. And I will also say, I have garnered some results meditating on something like the Christmas tree, which has a star above it. Trees in general may bear you fruit. Perhaps considering the relationship of trees to storms, and that another line of inquiry may be both Eastern and Western alchemy. There are a lot of techniques developed and used in those disciplines, which may be the kinds of right action that perhaps can result in the Christ child being born. It would certainly be interesting to find out, right? Always with love in your heart. Always with love. Then, when the bridegroom comes, you can be ready.